This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Life of a Muslim Changes in the Holy Month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, eat and drink until the white thread, that is, the dawn twilight, becomes visible from the black thread, that is, darkness below the horizon, and then complete the fast till nighttime. In chapter number 2, verse number 187. So during the month, the blessed month, the holy month of Ramadan, the daily schedule of a Muslim and a Muslim family changes. So it's not just at an individual level. It's from the breadwinner of the house to, you know, the kids and the wives and the, you know, other relatives, you know, the elderly people. Everybody's life changes every year in this holy month of Ramadan. They get up while it is still nighttime to have their pre-dawn meal, the suhoor, and then go without food, drink, or smoking for the entire day until the night. That is when they break their fast. The Quran is very clear that the fasting starts from dawn and ends after the night has set in. Then complete the fast till night, is as it is said in the verse. And that is why the Shia Muslims, in following the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, emphasize that one has to wait for some time after the sunset to break the fast, because in their view, sunset, al-ghurub, and night, al-layl, are not the same. This is a discussion for another day, but we just wanted to give you a hint to all our audiences and all our listeners who may be listening to this, that we have to be very careful in times of opening up and breaking our fast. Our lives change in this blessed month. Now the question is, how far do they change? Is it just in terms of our schedules, or is it more than that? We hope, wish, and pray that it is more than that. Our lives, they should change in every aspect, especially the spiritual aspect. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing about a life of a Muslim in the blessed month of Ramadan. We said not only the individual life changes for a Muslim, but his entire family's life changes. Now, if you live in an Islamic country, you would know that the environment changes with it too. If you are good practicing mu'min Muslim, you know that your personal etiquettes to your actions, to your recitation of Quran, to du'as, to attending the mosque, all of this becomes different in this blessed month. Now, ideally, we should maintain the state throughout the year, but we know, unfortunately, most of us, we're not able to. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity every year to make sure that we are back on track, back on the schedule of a believer. The life becomes like a life of a believer. So it's an opportunity. Don't take it as a burden. Don't. And we know, you know, given the world we live in, it's not easy to do sometimes. But trust me, if you start looking at it as an opportunity to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this new schedule will start looking easier to you. right? The length of the days of Ramadan depends on the season in which that month occurs. The Islamic calendar is based on the lunar system. It is 10 days shorter than the common calendar. And Islamic month begins with the sighting of the new moon and ends upon the sighting of the next new moon. When Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, occurs in winter, the days are shorter and it is easier to fast. But when Ramadan occurs in summer, the days are longer and it is not that easy to fast, right? This is one example of the justice and fairness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to some of our scholars, so that all people may fast through various seasons. And that is why the lunar system of calendar is preferable for the religious practices and rituals. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.